Imagine a small U.S. farm town with British soldiers who had residences there. No, we are not talking about the Revolutionary War, but rather World War I, and there was a very good reason why those Brits spent a lot of time in the place. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
When it's important to your farm, it's on FarmJournalPro.com. Manage risk with on-point market analysis and advice. Track input prices and lock in the best time to buy. Visit FarmJournalPro.com for the day's best news and analysis from names you know and trust. On your phone, tablet, or computer, make FarmJournalPro.com your daily news source. FarmJournalPro.com. Trusted analysis, professional insight. Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
From 1880 to 1920, Lathrop, Missouri was known as the mule capital of the world. The town of then 2,000 people was headquarters to Guyton and Harrington, the largest horse and mule operation in the world. They had 5,000 acres of pasture here.
You could look up and there'd be a cloud of dust where you knew that Guyton and Harrington was moving some horses from one pasture to another.
There was certainly a need for horses and mules in farming operations, but when World War I began, the need for that livestock was greater in Europe.
Probably the British were the number one buyer. They had residents here for them to stay when they come over.
In fact, Guyton and Harrington sold Britain 180,000 head of mules and 170,000 head of horses during the war. Several young unmarried men from town were hired to ride the ships to Europe and care for the animals.
And it would be quite a trip for a person that grew up in Lathrop, Missouri to get to go to Europe with a boatload of horses and mules. And the story they always told, if the water was rough, could throw the horses and the horses get down and they couldn't get up, and they maybe tried to get them up, but if they got on their back, they just couldn't save them. But a mule was agile enough that they could get back up.
Over 100 trains a day passed through town. The stockyards in Lathrop could load over 1,000 horses and mules in just 1 hour. It was an operation that made this small town stand out, both then and now.
They'd put Lathrop on the map, you know. Even today, you'll mention you're from Lathrop, well, that's a horse and mule town, you know, and I'm kind of shocked sometimes. There'd be younger people that would even know that.
The barns are gone, but the title and the history remains in the mule capital of the world. Traveling the countryside in Lathrop, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.